Tricky Kid Media Original, distributed by iHeartRadio.
Yeah. Bitch, rub, bitch, rub.
Hey there, loyal listeners. Ready to take a walk on the wild side? Our main show is all ages, so it's 18 up only after this. Got it? Welcome to After Dark, where we take you inside some of the sexiest places on Earth. We welcome the queens of alternative burlesque, the scorching hot badass women collectively kicking ass as Little Miss Nasty. Creator Gina Catan with fellow choreographer and performers Sativa and Kyla Bullings take us inside the movement that's leaving sold-out crowds across the country breathless and hungry for more. And now, here's your host. He reads books and has a nice cock, DJ Tricky Kid.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of After Dark. I'm your host, as always, DJ Tricky Kid. And I'm so excited to bring such a great show for you. Literally three of the most badass, scorching, hot, talented. I could just go on with every adjective that comes to mind. The girls from this insanely awesome alternative, saying burlesque feels like I'm limiting it. It's so much more. The fucking queens of this badass circus that's traveling the country called Little Miss Nasty. Leader of this three-ring circus is Boss Lady Gina Catan with two of her alumni, Sativa and Kyla Bullings. I have a little bit of history with them and how I came to know who they were. The show is literally like nothing else. And I say that with all due respect because we've had several Suicide Girls, Missy the founder on here, Sunny, who was fantastic, and covered their traveling alt punk rock show called Blackheart Burlesque. They embrace the burlesque. A great show, a great tour, some great gals. This is different. I will say 2015. I was staying at the Rio, and I'm going to stay at the Hard Rock and do my DJ thing before they tore it down. It was in January, same time as the AVN Awards. I'm walking through the casino, and I see this very striking ad called Little Miss Nasty. Awesome. That's enough to get my attention. But the visual was jaw-dropping, and I was like, what is this? But it wasn't like, oh, this must be some strip club. It didn't have that vibe. I was intrigued, and then I find out they're doing this tonight. And my God, it blew my mind. The girls are smoking hot, and my kind of gals, too. But the feeling you get when you leave a concert energized, they are rocking the fuck out, and you rocking with them. They're covered in sweat. You could literally feeling the sweat from them splashing onto you. It's loud. It's hot. So I was like, I need to see this again. And next time, I want to shoot this shit. And here's where it gets the real deal. They're not divas. The place I went to was in Anaheim, and it's a shithole. But I was impressed. They're willing to do this anywhere. This is getting the van, Black Flag, punk. They're walking it like they're talking it. So now I'm back home in Dallas. So they were coming. This is the time to get them on the show. I thought it was in Dallas. Probably in Deep Ellum to local people here. Between Dallas and Fort Worth is a constellation called Mid-Cities. Primarily Hirsch Euless Bedford. Euless has adopted a name Useless. And if you were ever to go there, you would know exactly why. This isn't even a club that books road shows, the diviest of dives by the airport. I don't think they have a booking agent or a manager. They're all doing it themselves. Now they've got a tour bus, without kidding, was bigger than this club. But they weren't complaining about it. In fact, they were like, we have played worse places. We'll make it great. And you know what? It was fucking great. They've upgraded just in the past year. So they do this really neat intro, hypey type kind of thing. Show just keeps getting better and better. We're about to hear from Eugenia Sativa and Kyla. But I don't want to leave out the two other girls. One, she looks so much like Brie Bella. Instagram under ELLEN. A-T-A-K-O-S. So it's either Ellen Atakos or it's Elena take us. And Tessa Cardwell, it's hard to conceive that anybody is this goddamn hot. I'll date myself here, but if you've ever seen Beavis and Butthead watching a gore video and their heads are exploding because they're like, I don't know what to look at. I shot all this footage of the show and I was sitting down with my producer, Francesca, and that's what it was like. I don't know what to cut to make, because every second of it is usable and awesome. We'd love to have Elena and Tessa on the show as well. This is going to drop before the video. You'll be able to see that, of course, on Tricky Kid TV. Go to youtube.com/TrickyKidTV. So you've heard me babble long enough. Without further ado, Boss Lady Gina Catan, Sativa, Kyla Bullings, the badass
Little Miss Nasty was born in 2012, but we started popping off and taking it very seriously closer to 2017, where we started touring the U.S. on national tours. We're dancers, and I love rock and metal, and I wanted to combine the two worlds and put on an experience to really enjoy.
Your background, is it in dance? How did you come into the fold?
I am a creator myself. I love art aligned, and she was asking me to do it for a couple years, and I finally was ready.
What goes into the recruiting process?
Honestly, I'm kind of a weird stalker on Instagram, and I will scour pages of dancers, their friends, other showgirls around town until I find someone who I absolutely am obsessed with, and then I kind of recruit her in, and I make her come see a show. I invite her to the rehearsal, and then they pretty much fall in love and become obsessed with it and join right away.
Sativa, what was your audition process like?
Definitely a challenge, but I enjoyed it so much.
Our show has evolved into something more than metal. We've included EDM and weird operatic, almost like seance-y type. I look for artists who can embody multiple characters throughout the show and represent all the different vibes that Little Miss Nasty now offers.
It's such an empowering show around these badass women, not scared to express themselves.
We represent everything women can be. If we want to express this wild side of ourselves, we fully represent the scale of the human emotion. And not just women, but men leave our show empowered too. I feel like we charge people's batteries. They leave our show hype, horny, powerful, ready to go.
It's a vulnerable thing, but that's what's so beautiful about it.
It's a different experience in person. You need to be here in our face, feeling our sweat spray off our faces.
Gina puts so much confidence in us when it comes to sexuality and exploring the dark side of ourselves. It opened me up so much. Every new show, go harder.
My motto is do it the best you've ever done it. That will be tattooed across my chest. It translates, makes you a better person. I'm not one to hold back in anything because that makes me feel good. I spread the message, and before every show I say, do it the best you've ever fucking done it. And then we go out there and we do it the best. It's a movement and people are eating it up. People are floored. They love it.
You should be hearing our latest single. It's called Choke on My Dick, and it's my favorite one to perform, and it's nice. We close our show out with it.
So I'm going to try to say this with a straight face. I tried to do it there in person, and it took me a few times. This is Choke on My Dick by Little Miss Nasty.
So sick of it. and you're listening to Tricky Kid Radio with Roy Turner.
Tell us who your fave adult star or cam girl is you'd like to see on our show.
For more, and our YouTube channel, Tricky Kid TV, for exclusive content, where you can see more of our guests. Today's show is so hot, I could tell you my panties are soaked, but I'm not wearing any. Want to see more? Follow us on Twitter at TKAfterDark. Don't miss a single steamy episode featuring your fave adult stars, cam girls, cosplayers, and more by subscribing for free on Spotify, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Store, or on your favorite podcast platform.
We would find a core group to take around and tour, be a part of all the music aspects of the show. I do need more than five girls to be on the roster to fill these spots. Girls do come and go. Most of the girls I hire, they stick with me. Moving forward, we are looking for that core group to take it over the top.
As we grow together, I'm definitely in it. This is such a great opportunity.
We'll do it until the day I die.
What is the most memorable thing that comes to mind?
A little punk rock story, but you have to get it in when you can get it in. You know, if you have to sit in the sink and shave your vagina, all the other bands are there and their wives are coming in and out. Faucet's running in my punan and I'm fully shaving butt naked. One of my girls walks in, takes a picture of me, and I post it on Instagram. So, hi mom, I love you. I'm the most over the top. They don't have to do everything I do. No. They just have to go hard on stage.
We are everywhere. LittleMissNastyOfficial.com is our website for everything else you need to go to get
to. My personal Instagram is Gina and the Eastern Block.
My Instagram is at This Is Set
Block. And my Instagram is at Kyla Bowling.
And you guys will also hear some of our other singles tonight live on stage. So get ready.
Once again, want to thank Gina, Sativa, Kyla Bullings. Check them out. They just wrapped the Sex Metal Circus tour. I know they've got a million other dates. They've got residencies on both coasts. This is just the beginning. You're going to have lots of opportunities. And I'm very impressed with them, and that's why I support this as much as I possibly can. Can't wait to see the next show and see where they take this. Thank you, ladies, for being on the program, and all of you out there for listening. And I'll see you next week.
I was born with an insatiable appetite for destruction. I've successfully disabled all human emotion. Destroy. Destroy. destroy.